Karibun Dani, aka welcome. That's a common phrase that's used in Swahili when welcoming someone to your home. And this is the first episode of Plus Size African Stories. So you know what? Welcome to Plus Size African Stories, where we will talk about life, love, and lessons that we learn through the way. And it's all going to be African. African music, African people, African experiences. And yes, your vulnerability is welcome here. Grab your earphones and listen up. Your tea is served. Karibu chai mpenzi. Surprise, guys! Surprise, surprise! I have a surprise for you all. I hope you love it. It's a surprise.
Hi, guys. This is a new voice today. Yes, my name is Wendy Sige, and I am Gloria's friend. And today I am going to be the host of this podcast. I know, right? Very interesting. Yes. And Mudho Mbuvi is going to be our guest today. So weird, right? However, we want to hear her story as well. We want to hear her weight loss journey and everything, and then nitty gritty. We're here for the tea. Amaniaji. So tea is served. Gonna be served hot today. And yes, I recommend chilling with your friends. I recommend sending this podcast to everyone you know, because trust me, Gloria always has something inspiring to tell us. She always inspires me. And so it's true. With that said, I am a content creator. I have a channel called Being Wendy on YouTube. You can also follow my new podcast called The Kenyan Blend by Wendy. Yay! We're starting soon. And then what else do I do? You can follow my Instagram at hrts.wendy. And if you like my content, just share it out and then let's be friends. Yeah. So without going too much into who I am and all that, let's get into what has brought us here. Let's talk to Gloria. Let's talk about her weight loss journey. So Gloria, did you weigh yourself before and after? Like, did you weigh yourself? Okay, just tell us first, then I'll tell you why I asked.
If I weighed myself before I started working out.
Yeah.
This year, yes, I did. Though it wasn't I weighed then immediately I started working out.
Yeah.
I weighed actually about 2 weeks before. I just saw my weight and felt depressed because we were weighing at my aunt's place.
Yeah.
And everyone there, I was bigger than everyone there, and I lied about my weight. I'm not this fat, you know, because my mom is complaining that she has kidogo weight, minimal weight, and yet she is like 70, and I'm like, I don't even want you guys to know what I did. So I just lied. I was like, I'm 72. Yeah. So they were like, that's a lot. You need to cut. And I was like, yeah, okay, guys. Yeah.
But you felt bad.
I felt really bad. I felt like I'm betraying the people that love me.
Well, yeah. I didn't know that. And then I also wanted to ask, did you weigh yourself like continuously during the working out? Amma, you didn't even want to know your weight.
I hate knowing my weight. I hated it. Like, there was a time we were going in town and there was this guy weighing weight. He wanted to weigh my weight for free. I almost cried. And I was like, I don't want to. And then my friends are just like, just in panda too. Oh, like, no. Yeah.
The reason I asked. Okay, sorry. The reason I asked is because I was following Amy Schumer. I don't know if you know Amy Schumer. She's a comedian. I was following her journey, and she was talking about how she stopped weighing herself because like all that should matter is your health. Like, are you healthy? Are you okay? Are you fit? Because sometimes, honestly, you see, you know Lizzo, the musician. Lizzo works out. She works out, but it's not like it's not the way, you know, people who go to the gym, they look toned, they look a certain way, but she's healthy. Lizzo eats, she's vegetarian, she eats really good food and all those things. Like, she really goes all out when it comes to her health and all that and working out. But then if you step on the weighing scale, it's gonna discourage you at some point. So for someone who's losing weight or gaining, it's not recommended as such to keep checking your weight because it's really going to stress you.
Yeah, it is for sure.
And it's
I
just a
had to, yeah, because I man, because that when everyone around you is has such good quote unquote weights
yeah.
on the scale and they look big. Personally, the point where I said, but enough is enough was when I was bigger than my dad. It depressed me. My dad was okay, my dad has always been very
Fit.
fitness guru kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, very fit. When he goes at his highest kgs, it's 80, 81. He's like, I'm fat, guys, I'm fat. I'm
Yeah.
like, yo, man. Those times I was almost getting to 90. And
Yeah.
me, I'm like, no, we're not going here. And yeah, I just decided to work it. And also now the weighing scale at home, I told my mom to feature it because I didn't want to look at my weight at all.
Yeah. And then so what motivated you to work out? What made you want to lose weight? Or when you started working out, were you consciously going for weight loss or you just wanted to be fit? What was the first of all, tell us what was the your mindset behind working out, and then you tell us what was your motivation? What made you want to do that?
It was during my birthday when I turned 19. Okay, I'm so young. On May 29th, you know, and the previous year, my birthday was awesome. Like my friends came, nini, but because of COVID, my
Yeah.
friends couldn't be able to come. I also was going through a lot mentally. Anxiety had taken a toll on me, so plus, I was just eating and eating and eating, stress eating. And I just hate my life. I don't want to, like, school is a lot. People are just a lot. I
Yeah.
find myself not talking to anyone. And when I was now, it was my birthday. My parents always go big on birthdays. So I was really treated well, and I was like, what will I do for myself? Because the last year I told myself, no, you're losing weight, hey, you'll become that model, because when I was 18, I was okay, my weight was okay, but I just wanted to tone down. And then now I just told myself, honestly, you can't start, because last I was looking at my I always make plans for every year. So I was looking at my plan for last year and I realized I wanted to lose 20 kgs. And I just laughed at myself. I was like, you can't lose 20 kgs just like that. You'll even be malnutrition. So I told myself, honestly, this is on you. This is for you, Glow. Like, also, I was single then. So I was like, oh, bring it on, girl. So I told myself, you're doing this for you. And COVID, I was like, I don't want, because I know when I'm caged in a place, I can eat. And especially, it's my comfort zone. It's home where I can get everything and anything I want. So I just told myself, hey, look here, you're going to be more and more fat. And mom was always like, Mother, I keep stop eating. Mother, you know, highlighting that you are still eating, you are. And then I feel so bad. I feel like, these people don't love me or something of the sort. And then my dad is like, so you start running. And then my mom, we do morning runs and I'm not even consistent.
Yeah.
So I told myself, here's the thing. And I called a friend who I know she's lost a lot of weight. And I asked her, hey, what did you do? Because she also knows a fitness guru.
Yeah.
So yeah. She gave me her plan. I didn't exactly follow it, but I started doing it. I started running 15 minutes every day. It was the worst thing that has ever happened to me. I just said, running is not my thing. I can't force issues, baby. See asthma. See master. So I stopped, and I remember the friend who had recommended Cleo eating. We had said we are going to do 2 week shred
for yeah. 29.
Yeah. Lol. 2020 feels like, if I feel like I'm in 2019 and it's already 2 years down the line.
Imagine.
Oh. Imagine. So yeah, I started Cleo eating, and the transformation.
I know, okay, girl. Yeah. So, I know.
So yeah. I persisted on with Chloe eating. I'm also a perfectionist. So when I miss one day of Chloe eating the program, I start doing it from scratch. Tunanza.
Oh yeah.
Day one. Like,
so that would make you want to be consistent.
Exactly. I was just like, every time if you mess up. Yeah?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I always repeat it. And that's something, even right now, if I mess up a Chloe eating program or just any workout I usually do, that's I only start good. From day one. And it's not anything to be to be happy about.
Working out is not fun.
In the end, imagine it become fun, because today I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Most fun.
That's nice.
But those first 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. Okay, even starting to work out.
It's a struggle.
But then when you're in the middle and when you're finishing, yes, you never regret a workout.
You don't. You never regret.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
<story.
laughs> Okay. Sorry, I was yawning.
Okay?
No, I say okay because I was yawning. I was yawning a big one.
It's cool. A big one.
Yeah. So you've told.
Like
yeah, Kabisa. So you've told us the motivation behind the working out, and you've also told us your brain where it was at that particular point. And I think it's something a lot of people can actually relate to. Because most of the times you start not liking your body because you're comparing yourself to others. Because from what you're telling me, it's a lot of comparison. It's a lot of, oh, you know, my dad was like this. Oh, you know, my friends. Exactly. Oh, you know. It's a lot of comparison,
yeah.
Which I also would like to debunk for most people. At least for you, you channeled it and decided to work on it. For someone else, they won't get that energy immediately. It'll take like such a long time before someone decides to actually put in the work.
Yeah.
With that, I'd like to just say, embrace your body as is, and if you don't like it, work on it. That's normally my mantra.
Yeah.
Like, I need to love my body. I should love this body that I am in, and if I don't love it, then I need to work on it, because it's amazing what the human body can do. You lose weight, you can gain. Like, it's so crazy, you know. You can always do something about it.
Yeah.
So, with that said, would you tell us how your life was as a bigger girl? I know you're not at now thin, but...
Yeah.
Back then when you were a bit bigger, how do you think life was different? Tell us the good and the bad. Tell us about dating and also like when it comes to online shopping and things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And how so... people would treat you. how you think people treated you then? That's a bit different from now.
Okay. As a big girl, let me just say the thing that always bugged me, always that made me even hate my body more, was the way guys assume that. Okay, the way I felt that I can't be loved. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That no guy will mm-hmm. look at me and find me beautiful. And so when I am complimented, when I was complimented, I was really like, kind of jokes. Nani. So, yeah, like, how could. And also, I was talking to Arby and I was telling her, Arby is my roommate, guys. So I was telling her the way when I was young and my cousin, who was plus size, was pregnant, I was like, who would ever have sex with her? Like, what's wrong with them? Or great. Maybe she was raped. Like, that's how bad it was that plus size people or people who are fat don't have sex. You know,
great.
That's
absolutely.
How bad it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, yeah. So, honestly, the whole idea of having relationships at that time was out of the picture. I didn't have it at all, or if someone even brought it out, I just feel like you are lowering yourself. You will just be laughed at by your friends because you're dating me. Yeah, so yeah, that really took a toll on me, on the fact of me not loving myself or seeing myself as beautiful.
Yeah.
So my mom tells me I'm beautiful, I'm like, yeah. No, I'm fat. And then on online shopping, I really didn't like it. I hated the whole idea of fashion because what is fashionable doesn't fit me.
Yeah.
So my mom is giving me clothes of when she was younger kidogo, like when she started being a mom. So these are like old clothes for women. Or when we go to the shop, when I'm looking for something that's good, it's just boring. And I'm not comfortable with how I look. Or yeah, I didn't even take care of myself, honestly.
Yeah.
So yeah. When my mom says, let's go shopping, I'm just like, oh no, nothing will fit me in my head.
Oh.
Or nothing will look nice on me.
I so didn't know that.
When I wear a dress, I used to feel so fatter and rounder. And then my mom's like, you're so cute. I'm like, no, I'm so fat. And then my mom used to beat me sometimes because I'm saying that every day. And then what else? Honestly, the way people treated me.
Yeah, do you think it's different?
Yeah, comparing it. Okay, I should have compared them. From now, like when a guy compliments me, I honestly take the compliment, not because this person wants to date me. I'm just like, yes, thank you, y'all. Yes, I love myself and I love this body, and yes. Because if I don't love it, who will? I am into that body. And then, what else? I'm not afraid of, like, I have like a lower stomach, which I've always hated. I always felt like you can't wear that dress because this lower stomach will just hang mini. It's not completely gone. It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And now I love it. I literally love it. I'm like, I love you. I talked to it. Yeah. And then in terms of clothing, I'm really happy that now I go to phases and I can wear these fashionable clothes and be like, oh this.
Yeah.
Like when going shopping with my dad, it's actually fun because my dad will be like, sasa nini itakutoshana in age yako.
Yeah.
Right now it's Hey, yeah, that one looks good. That one looks, I'm like, yay! Yeah. So that's really awesome. And then how people treat me was rather how I thought people treated me. I thought people always saw me as their daft. What's usually called?
Which is not
Daft,
true.
ugly,
They've
designated
designated
ugly
and leave
fat
a
friend.
trend.
Yeah. Yeah, I always had that in my mind. So when I watched Duff, I actually was like, this is just me. Because I watched it when I was in Form 2. And I was just like, this is just me. And in functions, let's say in funkies, when guys were talking to me, I just felt like they were approaching my friends and not me. Yeah. So I was always so rude. I was so not into it. I'm just like, just get out. You know, you don't need to talk to me. You don't need to pretend you're talking to me. Yet you just want my friend's number. You know, so people thought I was so harsh. Yeah, that's how I usually viewed it. I'm like, I this person doesn't want to talk to me. Anataka tu kuongelesha na ni. So, while anaongelesha huyu, and then there was a funny thing that happened in high school. Okay, all the quote unquote hot guys, this always came to me, and I used to feel like, hey, why are you coming to me? Ah, then I'm like, eh, anakuja friend yangu. Yeah. So I view people differently because I know now my worth. People, the worth people have for me, yeah, is also the worth I have for myself too. Yeah,
But you see,
because if
it's a direct reflection of how, you know, how you treat yourself is how people are going to perceive you and all that. So
exactly,
that's why you're even
yeah,
believing the compliments more, because you actually feel that about yourself. So when they tell it to you, it's like, oh yeah, I know. Thank you. You know, you're taking it wholeheartedly. But
yeah.
before you continue, I also want to just highlight a few things that I've taken from this. You know, this is such a learning experience for me, because you've
Yeah.
been my really close friend since day one in campus. So for me to hear these things, I'm shook. I'm like, what? I never knew this was happening. I never knew this is how my friend felt.
Yeah.
And I
Yeah.
understand why I wouldn't know. It's not something you'll come out to say, you know, this is how I feel. Because maybe at awe mwenyewe, you don't understand that, you don't know that you're reflecting on yourself. Like the way you're acting, you
Exactly.
know, is a reflection of how you feel or whatever. Because I've always known Glomu to be so confident and very, you know, outgoing. So for you to come out and say these things, I'm just like, what? No. So the first thing I wanted to bring out was when it comes to fashion and big girl outfits, and you saying how you didn't find outfits for you, I feel so bad, because if I knew, I would have recommended you to a few people I've seen that dress so well and they're big girls and they go all, you know, like there's this girl, I think she's called Miss Nyawi or something. I follow her on Instagram, and I'm crazy about her outfits, because she's a big girl and she loves her body. There's another one called Shelly Sophisticated Rhythm. I know Shelly, and Shelly is really, really confident, and she's a really big girl. And you'll see them, they dress in like really fashionable things and they look so good. And I would recommend big girls to follow such people. I mean, if you're a big girl, it's very good now, especially now when there are so many big girls out here who are taking the world by storm in all kinds of fields. So I would recommend you look for such people on social media and follow them, and then you will get some level of confidence or some inspiration from them, so such that you won't have to beat yourself up too much at the end, say at you won't look good because you know an outfit, you feel like you can't wear certain outfits because they're meant for smaller
Exactly.
people. No. Yeah, so that's something I feel is for me is wow. And then another thing is also how we treat bigger girls, and I don't think it's okay. Like,
Yeah.
it should never be a thing of, we should never, I don't think weight should be anyone's business. Anyone's weight should not be anyone's business. Like, I don't think for me, any of my friends
Yeah.
have ever felt big around me because I'm very, very conscious about how I act around them. And I'll only speak on their weight when they invite me to speak on it. And I think that's very vital.
Yeah.
Like, I will not speak on it
Wow,
if,
that's
yeah, don't
good.
talk about someone's body if it's not, you know, if they didn't ask for your
Exactly.
opinion. Like, why would you feel the need to tell
Yeah.
someone that they're a big person? Don't.
Like they already know, and
Exactly.
most likely they are working on
And
me.
even if they are not, it's eating them up inside. Just leave them alone. And even if
Exactly.
it's not eating them up
Yeah.
inside and they're confident, and then people have a problem with big girls who are very confident. That's another thing. People have
True.
a, like, I look at comments on social media and I'm just like, what is wrong with human beings? We are so disgusting. Like, why would you start going to tell someone how they're big? They know they're big and they probably love it. And then another thing I also wanted to highlight was, I've learned this recently. Don't tell people, it's like two statements I want us to debunk completely. And we'll start with members of your podcast. I want us to debunk number one, beauty and brains. Don't tell someone, oh, you, actually, this girl is beauty and brains. In short, they're trying to say, if you're beautiful, you don't have brains. So for you to be beautiful and have brains is fascinating. It's not a fascinating thing. Okay. Like, I think it was a book I
Yeah.
was reading that said, do not, being called beauty with brains is not a compliment. Because what are you trying to say about beautiful women? You know. And then
Exactly.
another thing is,
Wow.
she's big, but she's beautiful. No. Or say,
Yeah, that's only the funny thing.
I'm fat. Like when someone tells you, you're beautiful. And then you say, yeah, I'm fat. And then they say, no, you're not fat. You're beautiful. Excuse me. Fat and beautiful can exist in the same sentence. I'm fat and beautiful. It's okay. Like, we should not make it look like it's such a. No, you're fat and beautiful, and we take it as it is. So we need to stop those things for,
Damn.
oh, she's big, but hey, but she's gorgeous. No, but she's big and she's very gorgeous. It's
Yeah.
together. It works
Yeah.
together because you're trying to make it look like, because the standards of beauty in society change. When I was born in the 90s, I'm a 90s child. So,
Nineties, you're such an
Generation
old
X,
girl. Yeah.
when us were growing up, the thinner girls were beautiful. Like, the thinner girls were
Yeah.
gorgeous. Like, Kina Aaliyah, Ciara's body, those are the bodies we were going for, you know. I remember
Exactly.
being young and seeing someone like Halle Berry was voted the most sexy woman in the world, and we were like, yes, she was Catwoman. And those days, that movie Catwoman had heat. Everyone was just like, yes, and she was slender, you know. But then
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj came in, this girl, Kim Kardashian, came in, and they brought the thicker aspect of women. But you see, it's not a
Yeah.
big girl. They're just thick, you know, so they've brought in the aspect of
They're just thick with flat stomachs.
exactly. But then also it's not an ideal female body size. Like, ideally, not every woman
Yeah.
can have thick hips with no tummy. It's not ideal. As in, it's,
True.
you know,
Yeah.
like every day we are trying to look at how Kim Kardashian's body is not natural. Because it looks unnatural, you know. So it's not a standard of beauty that you should want to, like, if you're easily swayed like that, you will never love yourself. Because clearly, between the time I was born and now, I've seen standards of beauty change. I've seen people go from liking light-skinned women on the runway to right now, dark-skinned women are the thing on the runway. Even makeup lines are looking for the darkest of women to put foundations on them and showcase how, you know, we have a wide range of shades and all these things. So Tomorrow, someone else will be the ideal standard of beauty. And then, so what will happen to you? Will you now want to be that size? Let's say now the bigger, bigger girl becomes the standard of beauty. So you've lost weight. Will you want to gain back weight so that you can...
No, honestly.
You get.
Yeah,
so these things are very temporary.
Yeah, exactly.
I think anyone who's listening and is a bigger person, just embrace your body. And if you don't like your body, work on it to your desired. Yeah. So you're saying right. So right now you're telling me a lot has changed. Have people around you noticed the changes? Are people telling you about it? How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Actually, people are actually commenting. Okay, there's a comment that was like, everyone, when they see me, they're like, hold up, have you been working out? You look really nice. So, you know, sometimes you're just like, oh, so I didn't. But there's someone who asked, why did you lose weight? It was like a concern.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Honey, something wrong with losing weight.
Yeah,
I liked you the way you are.
That's
but,
nice.
You know, I told them I didn't like. Yeah, though I told them I didn't like me the way I was, so I needed to change some things.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Well, I'm happy for you. Hope you love your body.
That's nice.
As beautiful as you are." Yeah, that was such a nice comment. I was like, "Wow, well, thank you so much." Yes, and my dad actually gained weight. It's funny, karma. No, it's not. Okay. But yeah, he actually gained weight during this COVID season. You know, you've been eating a lot and sometime you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And right now he's like, I'm losing weight with like Model, Chloe Ting. And my mom is also doing Chloe Ting. And it's like a family thing.
You've really motivated them.
Yeah. Yeah. And my small sister, who usually also just eats.
Yeah.
Like right now, she works out with me. So I can't say, oh, it's such a beautiful thing to see the people around you being. Taking up a positive thing, because working out is not even about losing weight, it's about positivity, radiating positivity in your life. Yeah,
that's really, really good. Because I'll speak for myself and say, you also motivated me to now want to work on my body goals. Because for me, I've had the opposite problem. I've always wanted to be a bit bigger.
Yeah.
So it's something that, you know, I took a step and start looking into the kind of diet I should be having and all that. Because a lot of things go into this weight issues, whether it's losing or gaining. So you need to start somewhere. So, yeah, I can say seeing the changes you made and how happy it's made you is like, oh, my God, wow, I need to, you know, if gaining some weight is going to make me a bit happier, then that's what I'm going to do. I want to really just, actively do that. So before we end the podcast, I'd like to ask you, what would you tell your friends who are bigger? Or let's say, what would you tell the bigger girl? What advice would you give them when it comes to, let's say, Let me first of all put it like this. What would you say like you did wrong when you were a big girl? Like, is there something you regret about how you acted as a big girl or how you treated yourself as a big girl?
Yeah.
And what advice would you give the big girl?
Myself? Yeah. On the matter of not loving myself, doing things, rather even stopping something that makes me happy, like swimming, because I feel like the swimming costume would not look ugly on me. Don't stop something that makes you feel good because of your body size. Don't stop going out to places because of your body size or hanging out with your friends because you feel like now you're the ugly friend and no one likes you. Don't do that. Don't cage yourself in and hide all your emotions and not tell anyone. Yeah. Tell people how you feel, actually.
Yeah.
Have a confidence, because there's always that one friend. So tell them, honestly, this is how I feel. And being told their view on you will motivate you. When guys tell you how they really view you, because when someone loves you, they never tell you how they view you as a bad thing, because that's why they are there. So yeah, accept being helped, because personally, I've been helped a lot by my big sister and my cousin, who have lost weight. Okay, my big sister has never lost. Oh yeah, she lost weight when she got pregnant. She really gained a lot of weight. And then her husband was there for her and they lost weight together. So actually, they were part of that journey of encouraging me. Okay, guys. So, okay, plus, interestingly, when I was big, so I always felt like no one will ever love me. So I also was messy. And my life, I can't function when I have a messy face. So literally, I am, what's the word? This self-destructing every day. Having a messy room, having, like, just not doing things that will make me improve. And that just made me hit down low, even emotionally, even in my mental health. So what I can say, have people who encourage you, have people who get you out of it. Like, yo, wake up, yo, man, do this, yo, psychologist, do this. Yeah, people who are there to encourage you. And then don't cage yourself, don't hide your emotions. Tell people.
Yeah.
Or
journal.
And then journaling is dope. And also, find things you love. Find things. It's never about your body. Honestly, it never is. I just realized that. Like, the flesh will fade away and it's just going to end. In the end, your body, love your body, because it's about your soul that is inside your body. And if you don't like the body that carries the soul, your soul is just being deteriorated. So love your soul. Love yourself. Show yourself love. These things get fitness. Nini gurus usually say, life gurus. Honestly, that works. If you know you don't do well in this circumstance, then why are you doing it to yourself? Why are you self-destructing? If you really don't know how to get out of that place, call out for help. Just one person will help you a lot. And then if you feel like, something I realized, when people used to comment, I never used to speak up for myself.
Yeah. So
in primary, when guys used to say, when a teacher used to ask, so who will do it? Or something of the sort. Or who will represent us or something. And now, when the teacher calls me, because I've always been a genius.
Yeah, you have.
Not gonna lie. So when the teacher said, I think Gloria should do it. Now guys are like, she's fat.
Are you serious?
No one will like her. You know, like, yes, what kids tell you really actually does hurt. You know, or when we are playing in the swing, and then someone says, "Utavunja your swing."
Are you serious?
You know, it really affects you.
I'm so sorry.
Based on me, I'm not even that big. I wasn't so big at coming to realize I wasn't that big. Like, there were other girls who are big, though it was just those little comments. I didn't stand up to myself and tell them, after Bunja, you know, like, just retaliating and telling them, by the way, I got this and I am better than what you think I am. Because people like bringing you down and you not talking about it. But when you talk about it, when you defend yourself, when you that word retaliates, when you retaliate their words, it's, you know, their words are arrows. Words are always very powerful. Words are like power jugs. Yeah. So when you let someone's opinion make you who you are, it's like an arrow to your heart, an arrow to your mind, and it's just telling you, die, die, die. Yeah. I don't know, every single time. So you just have to retaliate those arrows and shoot them back at them, not that, or shoot them back to the ground. Yeah. Because men, that's how bullies are made if you don't stand up against them. Yeah, honestly. Yeah. And surrounding yourself with people who love you. And also, God has been a major part, because, yo, he says, I am this. So,
yeah.
Come light. Yeah. So, surrounding yourself with positivity. I do a lot of positive. I write to myself a lot. I affirm myself. I manifest a lot of things, which end up becoming true, interestingly. So, that's something I can encourage people to do. Find something that really works, and don't pity yourself. If you pity yourself,
yeah, self-pity is a bad thing.
Confidence is such.
Yeah, self-pity is a bad thing.
Yeah, confidence is awesome. It's beautiful. Comparison, I don't know. There's something my mom always says about comparison. So she always says, comparison limits you. So yeah, when you compare yourself, you limit yourself to what those people are saying to yourself. You own it. You own what they are saying, and you don't become who you are.
That's interesting. I've learned so much. Genuinely, I've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think I'd learn this much. And then finally, I'd like to say that bodies will always change. According to it will be determined by so many things. Today I'll be a small girl, tomorrow I'll be a big girl. So mind how you treat people based on their weight. In fact, just shut up. When it comes to people's weight, just keep quiet and keep mum. Keep it to yourself. Yeah, some opinions are just better off not put out there. Yeah, and with that said, I think this has been a very productive conversation. And I hope people have learned a lot, because, to me it's been mind-blowing.
Yeah, to me it's releasing. I feel so, something has been lifted. Yeah.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much for letting me interview you and ask you a few questions. I hope I've delivered.
You have.
Yay! No wonder we are friends.
Hi guys, so I hope you enjoyed that beautiful episode. Currently I'm having hiccups and they're not going away. I have done so many recordings, but my hiccups are not going away. I'm taking water, then they're not going away, so bear with me. I loved recording that episode with Wendy. Hope you loved it too, and if you loved it, go and follow her on social media and on Kenyan Blend. Subscribe. And yeah, and also on YouTube. She's my mentor, she's my friend, she's awesome. Wendy is awesome, a beautiful soul, and I'm so grateful to have her in my life. Guys, also go and listen to Wendy's friend Mandy. Yeah, I hope I've said it right. And right now, let's just listen to one of Wendy's favorite songs from Marianne. It's called Why Am I So Beautiful? I hope you love it. I love it. So I hope you love it. Okay, bye.
kio amebeba kwa kiondo anasema ni jenjo nijione kwa machoyo nikamfuata kipandani akaufichua siri nikauona uakisi nikauona mara ya pili malaika yakainuka na siwezi nikaamini siamini huyu ni mimi kupumua misiwezi akia nani mayo 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 mayo
omako doka binyalo ye binyalo ye omako doka Pero makodoka Binyalo ye Binyalo ye O makodoka Ne ajope Ne ajope
So they tell me to be merciful. Oh, Lord.